generally speaking, I would have to welcome many aspects of the budget, and the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, has done his utmost to spread it as equitably as possible and to target those who are most vulnerable. And of course, it's important to note that there are some changes in the tax bans, and of course the reduction in the universal social charge, which affects many, the increase of €12 across the board in relation to state pensions, the double payments at Christmas, and an earlier one than that again. But I would have to say that I was disappointed that the hospitality sector was not considered. I had hoped and made representations to reduce the VAT to 9%. When this was done before, I think it worked very well. It's not done this time. It's been said that there are other aspects of the budget that would help, but I do believe, and I will, if I'm elected, be doing my bit to try and ensure in the future that the hospitality sector would have their VAT reduced to 9%.
Do you agree with people that are saying, maybe in opposition and elsewhere, that this budget has been a complete giveaway budget?
Well, that will be said. That can be said at any time that is a pre-election budget. But the people who are benefiting from this are the people, many of the people that I represent in Donegal. And if it's a giveaway budget, if it's termed as that, then so be it, as long as our people are benefiting from it. And I would hope that this can be repeated year after year going into the future.